Fresh in the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, on WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. This is Phil Nee saying happy trails until we talk again later.
Until we meet again.
The update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. Along with the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Back on the stand today in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who will continue to be cross-examined by Trump's attorneys. Donald Trump has just walked into the courtroom himself. Protests on college campuses across the country coming as college commencement day approaches. USC has canceled its main graduation because of protests. So far, other schools are waiting to see what happens next.
At Indiana University, police warning students to remove their tents or face suspension or expulsion.
We have been given two warnings.
Later, taking at least 30 people into custody. At Northwestern University, our Chicago station, WLS, capturing video of students setting up a new encampment, vowing to occupy the area until the university stops supporting Israeli occupation.
ABC Stephanie Ramos, Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Beijing, saying there has been progress on resuming communications with China on critical issues. This is ABC News. Police in Maryland arresting a former high school athletic director, accusing him of using AI to frame the school principal.
Police say Dazone Darian, who was arrested at Baltimore's airport, had been angry over the principal investigating his potential mishandling of school funds. They say Darian used AI and some human editing to make the recording, in which the voice that sounded like the principal claimed that black students are unable to test their way out of a paper bag, and that Jewish individuals and two teachers at the school should never have been hired. Police say Darian shared those recordings, which then spread through social media, sparking threatening calls to the school, eventually leading to the principal's removal.
ABC's Andrea Fuji. Darian denies the charges, which include stalking and reckless endangerment. He faces up to 20 years behind bars. Some owners of Ring doorbells will be getting some money soon. The company has agreed to pay $5.5 million to settle FTC accusations it allowed employees access to customer videos without their permission. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink. The Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Rain could be on the way as early as midday today, a high in near 60 degrees, southeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, breezy conditions, occasional showers and thunderstorms, a low of 51, southeast winds tonight between 12 and 22. Tomorrow, 76, much warmer, isolated showers and thunderstorms, especially later in the day and early evening, where thunderstorms are likely, some of which could be strong. Sunday's high, 67 degrees. In Richland Center, we have a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and it is 50 degrees.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
calling all flavor enthusiasts. Head to Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel for a taste adventure. Indulge in hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream that's sure to satisfy your sweet cravings. But that's not all. They're not just about ice cream. Dive into a full menu of delicious options from burgers and much more. Utter Brothers Creamery, where good times and great flavors come together. At 1100 Elm Street in Boscobel, don't miss out on the deliciousness. Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, this is Mary Nee, and I'm a supporter of the Partners for Prevention Coalition. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? Also, did you know that 9 in 10 adults who struggle with a substance use disorder right now started using a substance in their teens? That is why, now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe.
This is Officer Jared Wilson from the Richland Center Police Department. Community Drug Take-Back Day is Saturday at the Richland Center Police Department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is the perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications and vape cartridges. If you cannot make the Drug Take-Back Day, you can safely dispose of those medications at one of the permanent medication drop box locations located at the Viola Village Hall, Richland Center Municipal Building, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Center Pharmacy.
If you do not have access to one of these locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter in a plastic bag, mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is brought to you by Youth for Change and the Partners for Prevention Coalition.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. It is our day to talk about GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, and we're getting oh so close to some major events here that GRACE is going to be a part of and sponsoring. Alan Kaszubski is back, Eileen Stevens, and June Nee to talk about what's going on here late in the month of April. Well, Alan, the time is near for the race, and is everything in place right now?
Good morning, Phil. And yes, I think we're ready. We have some really exciting news. So officially, we have 35 firefighters registered for the Firefighters Challenge. So I'm really excited about that. A lot of them are from Richland Center, the Richland Center Fire Department. And we have one team all the way from Hixton, Wisconsin. So I think that's going to be really cool.
I didn't even know where that's at. So I guess we'll learn, won't we?
We will. We will. And the other good news is so far we have about 95 runners, additional runners registered for the different events. So we have the quarter mile kids run, the 1 mile runner walk, the 5K runner walk, and the 10K run. So those 95 people that are already registered are for all those different events.
And the numbers, not bad, but you could use more. People can still sign up, can't they?
We would. We would love to have more. Let's double it. You know, let's go for 200 or 300. So now is the time to go register. We have online registration. Just go to walkwithgrace.com. And then on there, you can see the information for the race.
Give us a timeline of the events, when things will start, and what you're looking at for that day.
Yeah, so the timeline is we're going to start bright and early that morning on May 18th, and we'll have what we call packet pickup or same day registration, and that will be from 6 a.m. until 7:30 a.m. And then at 7:40, we're going to have the national anthem played, and then 7:45, the kids run will happen. And then at 8 o'clock, we will have the 10K run. And then shortly after that will be the 5K and then the 1 mile.
Are you getting some response from people from quite a ways away for those events?
I think the farthest away we have right now is probably Viola. But we have a wide age range. I think we have probably from age 7 into... I want to say like 80, at least 84. I got to double check again, but we have quite the age range participating, which is really cool.
That's wonderful. So those that signed up are eligible for a T-shirt. Then is that how it works?
Yeah. So we have, the nice thing with Grace is we have such great support, and we have many businesses that have generously donated to us. And we do have a race T-shirt, and on the back of the T-shirt, we will have our sponsors on there. And then on the front, we do have a little design on there with our butterfly and the Race for Grace. And this year, we're going with the orange color. And you can see what it looks like or what it's be similar to on the race website at walkwithgrace.com. In addition to the T-shirt, you'll also get a swag bag. And that's also going to be an orange color. And if you go out to the website, you can see all the goodies that are going to be in there. But we'll have a special swag bag for the kids' race as well. A couple extra ice cream treats in there, which will be pretty nice.
All right. How much does it cost to sign up and be a part of it?
So there's different fees for the different races. So the kids' quarter mile will be $20. The 1 mile will be $25. The 5K will be $35, and then the 10K will be $45.
Wonderful and a cheap price, and I'm guessing that the swag bag is probably almost as much as the entry fee, isn't it? I mean, it's worth about the same?
There's some really nice values in there, and there's going to be a couple more added yet. I'm just waiting for the official information, so keep checking back to the website, because I'll keep that updated as to what goodies are in there.
And there'll be some music playing in the background. Will there be concessions there that day as well?
We're not going to have concessions, not this year. We're going to kind of see, being the first year, we're going to see how it goes. We will have some snacks for the runners that participate after the race. They can get that. And we'll also have water and maybe some energy drinks as well for the runners. But we won't have anything for spectators. But we really would like people to come out and cheer on the runners that are in the events. And, I was thinking about this, and for those of you that have been lucky enough to have kids that did cross country, and Phil, I think you know a little bit about that as well.
Uh-huh.
But there's something special about those cross country races. And that sport is really unique, I think, from other sports, where you have people cheering for everyone. Even though it's competitive and the runners are trying like hard to beat the others, you have the fans cheering on all the runners. And I would love to create that type of atmosphere for this Race for Grace, where we have just the public come out and cheer on these people that are doing these different events and donating money for a great cause, to help fight against cancer. And the other cool thing is, you know, this firefighters challenge that we're doing for the 1 mile race, that's going to start about 8:10, 8:15, something like that. And that the maps of the courses are on the website, walkwithgrace.com. But for the 1 mile, it's basically in Crosscut Park. So if you come out to the community center and look around there, you'll see where to stand and cheer people on. But I think it would be really cool if we had a large number of people to come out and cheer those firefighters on, because they're going to be wearing their turnout gear. And these firefighters, and there's going to be men and women, and they've been training. You know, they're taking this seriously, and I think they're kind of competitive too. So the goal with this is, you know, to help them get excited about being more active as well. But one of the rules for this firefighters challenge is the team must finish together. You know, so there's no one left behind. So their time is going to be when the last person finishes. Okay. For their team.
How heavy are the packs and the gear they're wearing? Any ideas?
I heard it's a lot. You know, I heard it's, you know, well over 50 pounds and maybe closer to 100 pounds with all of the gear on. So, you know, it's a lot of weight, and I heard it doesn't breathe well. So luckily, about halfway through, we're going to have a water station for them so they can rehydrate. We're hoping it'll be a cool morning. Hopefully the weather cooperates for us. But yeah, it's going to be quite a special event, I think.
What a great event, and it puts a spotlight on those that serve us every single day, and you know, gives an opportunity maybe for some friendly competition between the departments too, it sounds like, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I don't want to, so that's one thing that we're doing with the 1 mile. But I don't want to diminish the people that are actually doing those events as well. So there's other people registered for the 1 mile event that might be walking it, or they might be running it. And that's great too, because we're going to cheer everyone on. And, you know, I'm sure my kids are just rolling their eyes right now listening to me, but I was one of those really loud parents at the cross country races, and you could hear me a long ways away. So you'll be hearing me Saturday morning cheering everyone on. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, people being, whether they're competitive or just happy to be able to finish. You know, either way, we'll be cheering you on, whether you're in the 1 mile, the quarter mile kids run, the 5K, or the 10K.
Yeah, well, we look forward to it. Coming up on May 18th, we'll come back to Alan in just a little bit. We want to talk to President Eileen Stevens from Grace. Eileen, it's still April, but it seems like the time's going by fast. The walk is drawing nearer, isn't it?
It definitely is, Phil. There's a lot going on. We just came from the Grace office from the walk meeting, so there's a lot of excitement building, a lot of people. You know, there's so many segments to it behind the scenes that it's all coming together. So, you know, great already. It's in a long ways to go yet. Well, not really a long ways, but
it's getting there.
It is.
But you've made some decisions. Tell me about the logo.
So, with our Grace logo, the butterfly, the hand with the butterfly, and the Walk with Grace logo with the family, we did have those. I worked with Department of Financial Institutions, and we had those registered. So our trademarks, our brand is protected now, which is nice. So we have, if anybody's using our logo, we can, you know, make sure that they're really a Grace fundraiser going on, which our teams are out there fundraising, doing a great job of it.
And a lot of teams are out there working. We're already starting to get some broad stands and some different unique ways to raise money, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And I encourage teams that if they know they're having a fundraiser to let us know, because we can advertise that for them. We don't do the advertising, but Alan will put it on our social media page. If they send us a flyer, you know, he can post that if it's a Grace function. There's a few events coming up. St. John's is doing a share night at Culver's. That's going to be April 24th, so that's like next week, Wednesday. And then on May 5th, we have a group doing the Sunday Fun Day Dance at the Community Center, which sounds pretty exciting. They're going to have square dancing and waltzes and mixers and, you know, doing the do-si-do like we did in middle school. That was a lot of fun. But they're going to be doing a fundraiser, and they did ask Team Crusaders is actually doing the concessions at that event. And if we can get this event to take off, which they gave us a sampling of it the other night at the Walk Around the World with Grace, we did some practicing of what they show, and it's a lot of fun. So if we can get that, will be a fundraiser, you know, on May 5th for the group as well.
Tell me about the concessions that are going to be available that day from your group. Some pies and things like that?
So we may have slices of pie. We're still working with the group as to exactly what's there. They're suggesting like trail mix and snack bars and different types of desserts and cookies and popcorn. I'm not sure if we're going to do like hot dogs or anything like that. I think it's going to be more of the snacks and hydration, water, juice, or like high C, or not high C, Gatorade or something like that, because, you know, it takes a lot out of them when they're doing those dances.
Absolutely. Something to replenish them after after they do-si-do a little bit.
Right.
So we're getting close to the kickoff meeting and different things. And I think you really want to make a push today for teams, don't you? To register, maybe form and reform and things like that.
Oh, right. Yeah, we're always looking for teams. And I'm sure, I don't know if June's going to touch on that a bit, but certainly teams are always welcome. We would love to grow it to have a couple hundred teams. Would be wonderful. Whether it's a, you know, a business or organization, a family, a community, a street that gets together, and, you know, all teams are welcome. We highly encourage that.
And a lot of times teams will form to support like maybe one individual. We've seen that a lot before, haven't we?
Yes. If they have a family member or a friend that had cancer, they form around that individual and create a team. And some people have, maybe there's no cancer in the family at all, but they want to support the effort, and they just, you know, some are competitive. There's some competitive teams out there, and that's always fun to have a little bit of competition. But
last time you were here, Eileen, I know you were talking about kind of expanding things, and I think you want to reiterate that today again, that the Grace area has grown a little bit.
Right, we did. At our board meeting earlier in the year, we decided to bring in all the townships. You know, we've got Richland County itself, and then all the townships that touch Richland County. So to kind of go over those, to be sure everybody is aware of what the current surrounding townships are, who's eligible for service. In Crawford County, the individuals that are in Clayton, Marietta, and Scott townships, they are eligible to receive services from Grace. Grant County, we serve Boscobel, Muscadet, Waterford townships. And then in Iowa County, the townships of Clyde, Pulaski, and Wyoming are all eligible to receive funds. Sauk County residents in the townships of Bear Creek, Ironton, Laval, Spring Green, Washington, or Woodland townships. And then in Vernon County includes Kickapoo, Liberty, Stark, Union, and Webster townships. So if they looked at the map of Richland County, each one of those townships touches our borders. So, and that's kind of where we're looking to. I mean, we have a solid board here, and we'd like to expand that as well to bring in some individuals from those outlying areas. You know, we've got a lot of small towns, you know, Boscobel, Blue River, Spring Green, Lone Rock, Hill Point, Weston, that we would love to have somebody from those areas come in and be part of our board so we can get perspective from them as to how we can serve their communities better and their individuals better.
Yeah, you would encourage them to maybe come up with some fundraising ideas, too.
You bet. Yes, encourage them to have teams. I mean, we're here already. I mean, we're on our 21st year, and we would love to get teams in those new areas.
Some of those areas would cross over a little bit. I know you have the Iowa County Cancer Coalition, and For Pete's Sake is in Spring Green. Mm-hmm. They cross over just a little bit into those areas, don't they?
Right. They cross over, and the thing is, you know, with these groups, whether it's For Pete's Sake or the Grant County, we're not competing against each other at all. It's kind of a hand up for each of the groups. It's supporting each other. They can collect funds. If they've received funds for Pete's Sake, they can still come to Grace and say, hey, I need some gas cards, or I need help paying my rent this month. If they're in cancer treatment, they can get services from us as well.
That's good to know. And if someone is in one of those areas, I'm guessing they could just call the Grace phone to find out a little bit more, or go
right
to the website?
If it's somebody who specifically needs services, if they want to, you know, fill out an application or that, they would want to call our services number, which is 608 604-2900. If they have just general questions about how to do a Grace team, who to contact, they can contact our main number, which is 608-604-8255. And those numbers are on our website and Facebook page. Also, they can email info@walkwithgrace.com. Check out our website. They can get a hold of us.
Plenty of ways to get a hold of
us. Plenty of ways to get a hold
of us. Or they can call
us.
The radio station, and Joanne and I can direct them in the right direction. June Nee is here as well, the chairperson of The Walk. Good morning, June.
Good morning, Phil.
And you just recently came from the meeting. You guys are starting to kind of get the ball rolling, aren't you?
Yes. Yep, we're rolling now. Yeah, we just had our April meeting with our committees. Everything is looking really good. We are all set for our kickoff, which is going to be Thursday, May 16th, from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the community center. We're going to have a free will offering pancake supper, provided by the Kiwanis Club of Richland Center. They will be serving their pancakes, sausages, applesauce, and cherries with some beverages. So we're really looking forward to that. We've done that the last 2 years, and it's really gone over well. We really enjoyed it, and so that will be how we're going to start our kickoff.
Kiwanis Club does a great job with that event, don't they?
Yes, they do. They do a lot of great stuff, and we really appreciate that they've done this for us the last few years.
Steve Colstead was here not too long ago talking about that, but they get involved in a lot of things. But I think he'll be the head pancake cooker that night.
Yeah, he might be.
If I'm not mistaken. Sure.
Yeah. And, so we want to encourage teams to come out and register that night. The registration fee is still $150. So we encourage anybody that would like to have a team or is thinking about having a team to come and join us that night. If you just need some information, we'll have that there. We'll have a short program starting probably around 6 p.m. We're going to introduce our ambassadors for this year. And then we will also go through, every team will get a packet. And Marsha Burkhammer, my registration chairperson, will go through the packet, let people know important dates such as T-shirt day and picking up T-shirts, all that kind of stuff. There will be a lot of information in the packet that each team gets.
T-shirts, the orders go in, and then they'll be getting them back sometime this summer then.
Yes. I think T-shirt day is, Marsha just told me those dates. It'll be in June, and then we'll get them back in July. And once you get those T-shirts, start wearing them. We will have a special day that we try to encourage everybody in the community to wear it, the week of Grace. But as soon as you get those T-shirts, start wearing them. Show off your support for Grace, and it advertises for us when you wear your shirts. So we really appreciate that. But yeah, the T-shirt order day will be in June, and I'll have those dates for everybody another time. And then pickup day will be in July. We'll also have there that night luminaries for the teams to pick up, and calendar raffle tickets will be available. And the teams can also, the team captains can also visit logistics. Eric Renish will be there that night, and you can pick your team site at the walk.
The walk is going to be similar. It's kind of the old school walk at Crosscut Park, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. And that will be Friday, August 9th, and we'll have an opening ceremony at 6 p.m. And we will, we'll have the luminaries out, and then we'll light them up as it gets dark, and then we'll have the luminary ceremony at around 9 o'clock. And then we'll close out and hopefully have a nice amount of money raised by that time.
Again, what is the theme this year?
The theme this year is Making Strides for a Cure. We're kind of having it be with kind of the Race for Grace. Mm-hmm. Kind of wanted to bring it all together. And so Making Strides for a Cure, and our color is going to be orange this year. So Marsha's working on the T-shirts right now, getting that all put together. So I think it's going to be really good.
Have we officially announced the ambassadors yet? Has that?
I haven't officially announced the ambassadors yet because I'm still waiting on two confirmation.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure I have them all confirmed. I speak to them. And then we will officially announce the ambassadors at the kickoff in May.
Oh, I wanted the morning show scoop here, but I guess we'll have to wait.
Sorry, Phil.
A little bit. Anything you'd like to add, June, about the walk?
Yeah, I don't think so. If anybody has any questions, just be sure to go to walkwithgrace.com. And like Eileen said, you can email the info section there. And, but yeah, please join us. Even if you don't have a team, if you want to join us for kickoff, come and have some pancakes for your supper that night. It's free will offering. Just do what you can. All the proceeds, go to Grace. So it helps us out. And come and enjoy a night of pancakes and some good food and learn a little bit more about Grace.
Indeed. Well, we'll learn more about Grace in a moment. We'll come back and wrap up our conversation with the members of the Grace Board. They're here today, June Nee, Eileen Stevens, and Alan Kaschupski on WRCO.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Sometimes it takes a while for people in Richland Center to get the word, but we have records on the wall in here that were put together by Craig Woodhouse, our local musicologist, and you can come down and it's like going through a gallery of history. Just be careful when you go through the big boxes down there. You don't have a flashback looking at some of them records. Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO Radio as we talk about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. There's always a little bit more fun if there are more people involved. And Alan, you'd like nothing more than to have some more people step ahead, right?
Absolutely. We're always looking, you know, for more people to get involved, whether you want to volunteer or you want to create your own Grace team. And, you know, Suzanne Fish and myself this year on the Walk with Grace committee, there's a special committee for recruitment. And so Suzanne Fish and I are chairing that committee, and we haven't had that in a couple of years. So our Walk with Grace team count hasn't really been growing, and it's actually shrunk a little bit, I think. So this year we're getting the feet on the ground, the boots on the ground, and you know, we're trying to get out to talk to people. And I'll be honest with you, Suzanne Fish has done a lot better job at this than me. She's kind of kicking my butt and recruiting of teams, so kudos to her. But we want to get more people involved. In fact, you know, just yesterday I was talking with someone from the general area, and they knew about Grace, but they didn't know Grace helped out in their area. And that's why I'm glad Eileen covered our service area boundaries again, because I think that's really important for people to understand that we're more than just Richland County. And we would love to have some new Walk with Grace teams, maybe from Boscobel, maybe from Viola, maybe up, you know, by Ironton or Laval, you know, up in that northeast corner up there. Maybe, you know, maybe we could have a Lake Redstone Walk with Grace team. You know, you guys could have, you know, parties on the lake and get contributions that way. But we really want to encourage people. You know, Spring Green is another great area as well. So if you're wondering how to find out more information, the best way thing you can do is go to walkwithgrace.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom of our website, and there's a contact us form. But if you don't like websites, some of you people don't like websites, we're okay with that. We have other options. You could email info@walkwithgrace.com, or you could call us at 608-604-8255 and say you're interested in forming a Walk with Grace team, and we will take care of the rest. But what we really need are people. People that are kind of excited about raising funds to help fight cancer. And that's what this is all about, getting people excited, getting people together. And we have connections, and we can help teams work with each other, because I've heard of some past teams sometimes that it's hard even for teams on their own team to get people to help out. So you'll get a team captain, they're all excited, and then, you know, they'll ask a couple of people and they're like, no, I can't help this time. And they have troubles finding people to help as well. But we can connect you with other teams to possibly have a joint team fundraiser. So don't feel like you have to do this on your own. You know, we're one big team. And when it comes down to it, we're all in it for the same reason. We're all in it to help raise funds to help people fighting cancer.
You can be, what, two people on a team? You could be 20, whatever works, right?
Absolutely, yep. And, you know, it doesn't, so we have the flat registration fee of $150. But after that, what you raise, you know, if you raise another $10 after that, that's $10 that we didn't have before for Grace. That's just as important as a team of 100 people raising $1,000. So, you know, don't think that you can't help out, because any amount will help.
Unique fundraisers, and maybe you could co-op with another team to maybe kind of combine forces for some of these fundraisers too, couldn't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, when I was out and about in the different areas, you know, when I was in the Boscobel area, the Boscobel bowling alley, you know, the owner there, he's like, you know, let people know that if they want to do a fundraiser here for Grace, that we'll give them a deal. So if you're in the Boscobel area, you want to start a team, let us know, and we can help share that information with you.
Wow, wonderful. You've already had a few wonderful opportunities, some bowling tournaments and different things going on the first part of the year for Grace, haven't you?
Absolutely, yes. Some teams have been very busy already, lots of fundraising going on, so we'd love to see that. You know, we hear lots of people having fun, and that's kind of what it's all about. You know, we all know cancer sucks, right? No one likes cancer, and it's very difficult to go through. But when you can get a group of people together to have some fun, knowing that you're going to help support people that are going through those struggles, it's kind of worth it.
Indeed. How is the walk around the world with Grace going? Eileen, have you had any information on how that's
going? It's been going great. They just had their dinner on Monday night, it was. And I forget what the mileage was, Alan. Do you remember how many miles they've walked already?
I think we're close to, it was at least 20,000, maybe close to 25,000 miles already.
Incredible.
It was fascinating.
That might be even ahead of last year.
It is. It's ahead of last year, and we have more people this year, too. We have over 300 people signed up already.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, there's strength in numbers and some positive peer pressure there a little
bit. And people can still join. I mean, it's not like they can join at any time to participate in the walk around the world with Grace.
Now that the weather has maybe shaped up a little bit for spring, that'll be a good thing.
Yeah. That event goes all the way until the end of July.
End of July.
And you want to mention volunteers, not just team members, Eileen, but you'd love to have more people helping out, wouldn't you?
Right. Oh, yeah. And that's whether it's, you know, team members, whether it's committees, you know, helping June out on her committee or Alan on his race with Grace. We always need volunteers. I would also like to reach out to the highly motivated individuals that would like to make a difference and be part of our board. You know, especially in the outlying regions to come in and participate on our board, to have, you know, fresh ideas coming in. That's how we always have a fresh perspective, is to bring in, you know, every couple of years, bringing in new people to give new ideas so it doesn't get stale and doesn't, you know, we want to remain strong. We've had 20 strong years. We're starting the foundation to build the next 20 strong years, and we need everybody's ideas. They can certainly email or call anytime with ideas or thoughts or what about this for a fundraiser. We'll give them feedback to, you know, with their ideas. The teams that do fundraisers, just as a reminder, the expenses, that's their expense, so they can't turn in receipts or anything to the Grace office for printing or anything like that. If they're promoting or printing, that's their fee, that's their cost to cover. But we encourage, like I said, send us that flyer. Alan will get it on the website or on the Facebook page, and we will help promote all we can.
You could use some help, you know, through the year, but also the night of the walk, too, setting up and tearing down.
Night of the walk,
cleaning
up. You bet. Any time you would have to help. Sometimes we're doing mailings, which will probably be coming up here shortly. You know, slapping envelopes together and stamps and to help get that stuff out.
Parades coming up too. We're going to be in a bunch of parades this year, and we would love to have some people, you know, helping us walk in the parades. We had a blast last year, whether you were throwing candy or handing out brochures or dishing out sunscreen. Every parade we were in, everyone had a lot of fun.
Yep. And we already did one this year down at Avoca.
We did, and it didn't snow.
It did not snow. It was wonderful.
That went all right, huh?
Yeah, we didn't have to wear snow pants this year, so that was pretty special.
Yeah, it was pretty cold last year.
But yeah, if anybody has events, if they have vendor events going on, we may know of parades, but if you have a parade or something going on, give us a call. Let us know. We would love to set up. If it's a, you know, handing out brochures and sharing our information.
You'll be selling raffle tickets again this year. When does that sale start?
They hand them out May 16th, so
then
the 17th they'll start selling.
Good to go.
Maybe even sell some at the, you know, that night. Who knows?
Uh-huh. Right. For the kickoff night and whatnot.
Right.
So, Alan, again, the next time you're on the morning show with us, the race will have happened, So, which is pretty exciting. We've been talking about it for a while now, but it's getting close, isn't it?
It seems unreal, Phil. You know, we started, like I think you said in the last show, we started talking about it last fall, and all of a sudden, you know, it's almost here. So just a few weeks away. It's really exciting. I hope the weather cooperates with us, and I hope more people consider signing up and or at least come out and cheer on the people that have signed up, and we're just looking forward to a lot of fun.
Yeah, you never know what kind of weather it is, but usually people that that come out and walk and run, they're pretty hardy souls. I think they'll probably come out regardless, won't they?
I think so.
Yeah, and the fire departments will come out, I'm guessing, and do the one-mile thing. That's going to be fun just to watch, isn't it?
It is. I'm really excited about that. It's going to be really neat to see. I don't know if this happening anywhere else in the state of Wisconsin. So I'm hoping, you know, I hope everyone has fun. And I hope after this, you know, the word just spreads like crazy. And then next year we'll have an even bigger event.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else either of you would like to add today?
Nope. I just want to thank you, Phil, for having us in. We certainly appreciate it. We always put the challenge out there for people, again, to form teams and volunteer where they can. Maybe the schools can have some competition between the grades and the classes, or one school against the other. A lot of options out there for fundraising and participating.
Yes, there is. And it'd be great to see some groups like 4-H groups and things like that get involved and help in some way too,
most
wouldn't it?
Most definitely, yes.
Sure. So the important dates are May 16th, right? That's the kickoff. May 18th is the
Race for Grace,
right? Absolutely. And then some other things come up. Parades fairly soon down the road. And then the walk itself is August 18th.
Actually, May 18th will probably be in the Morrell Mushroom Festival parade as well.
That same day. Oh, you guys are going to be busy.
Yeah, we're double booked.
Yep, we have a booth down there as well. So one of the teams does, so handing out information.
Good. You'll be burning the candle at both ends that day. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, thanks for coming in today, you guys.
Thanks, Phil.
You
bet. Eileen Stevens, Alan Kashubsky, June Nee from Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination on today's morning show.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Kirstie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Kirstie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Kirstie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Kirstie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be closed April 15th through the 27th. They will be reopening on April 30th.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Our morning show continues in just a moment from WRCO. We're getting some sunshine all of a sudden, which was really kind of not what we were thinking about an hour ago. It looked like it was going to rain, but sunshine back out as we head toward 60 later, maybe some rain later on in the day. There are many fundraisers going on and events this weekend. Joanne Krulatz had a chance to sit down and talk with a guest about the upcoming Gaza fundraiser this weekend. We'll present that on the morning show coming up next. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Well, we're here today with Debbie Dudak, and we're talking about the Gaza Music Festival. Or music fundraiser. I'm so used to saying music festivals that.
Right.
But when I read about it, though, it almost does sound like a festival as well. Can you tell me how you got involved with this Gaza music fundraiser?
Okay, so I am part of Driftless Palestinian Solidarity, and there's probably around 50 to 60 people on our list, but there's probably a core group of about 10 people. And we are we're in the Driftless area and in Viroqua. Not everybody lives in Viroqua, but we protest, or we called it a vigil at the beginning. Every Saturday from 11 to 12, we're on the corner of Decker and Main, and just bringing attention to this genocide that's unfolding. And so then there's a big coalition in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has an incredible peace and justice network, and this coalition for Gaza came out of that. And so one of the groups, it's called Madison Rafa Sister City Project, reached out to all the other organizations to see if you know, people wanted to do a music fundraiser for Gaza. And so in our group, I wasn't doing anything at the time, and I said, sure, I'll do it. I'll get it together. So for the most part, I got the space, and we're going to have the jazz. There's three gentlemen that are going to play jazz at the beginning, and then there's a duo that's going to play Middle Eastern music, traditional and modern Middle Eastern music. So that kind of answers your question. I don't want to get too far into all the things that we're doing, or I can go into that as well.
That would be great.
So then the organization that reached out to the coalition, they said, can you have some crafts there? And so I said, sure. And then when I found out what these crafts are, one of our members kept saying, well, what are these crafts? And she wanted details. And it turns out that there's a group, it's an organization, it's called the Women in Hebron, and they're hand-embroidered items that are really beautiful. And then they're going to have some jewelry and some keffiyehs. And then we're also having, someone else is bringing olive oil and I can't think of the name of it now, but olive oil and za'atar, which is a kind of something that you put on pita bread. And then we're having some dishes, Middle Eastern dishes. So it's a whole Middle Eastern theme. So we're having some hummus and tabbouleh and some spinach and meat pies. So, and I'm going to try to make falafel. That's what I'm going to do tonight. And I have never made falafel from scratch. So I'm going to try to do that tonight. So that's, and we're having it at the Landmark Center in Viroqua. I'm hoping it's well attended. We'll see what happens. You know, you put the stuff out there and you hope people come and enjoy the evening and make a donation. We have a sliding scale donation, $5 to $15. And so, you know, whatever you can pitch in, you know, that's great. And it's going to the Middle East Children's Alliance, and Madison Rafa Sister City Project deals, they've been around for about 20 years, and they have used this charity mostly exclusively, I think, and they are very confident that the money will go to where it's best needed. And so, and that's our event in a little nutshell there.
Now, the Middle East Children's Alliance, do they help children with food or schooling, education, health? Do you know where that money would be going to?
Well, I did ask that question. And right now, schooling is probably not their top priority because it's pretty dire there. Although, as I understand it, the southern end of Gaza is a little more intact right now than the northern half. The northern half is where most of the famine is on the brink of, if not already unfolding, disease. So they would probably, whatever they see, whatever the need is most, and it could be drinking water, just clean drinking, because they don't have any. So maybe they would find out a way to get that clean drinking water to people, because it's creating disease by drinking water that's, you know, there's no sewage, there's no infrastructure that's working. So whether it's clean water or food or even blankets, because some of the areas are cold and they don't have any shelter. A lot of people are in tents. So and everybody's pretty crammed in the southern part of Gaza right now. So it's not a good situation at all. It's very dire. So they will figure out the best way to utilize whatever the people need most.
All right. Now, Saturday night, the 27th, is when your program is. Can you kind of explain, because it sounds like you'll have food available, but there'll be music. So you can you sit and eat while you listen to the music, or how will that work?
No, we're setting aside an hour before the music starts. 6:30, the doors open at 6:30. 6:30 to 7:30, there'll be where you can, you know, have purchase some of the dishes, you know, whether it's just one side or the whole plate, and then or look at the hand embroidered items, the olive oil, and then the music starts at 7:30, and that is in the theater section. So there's no place to really sit and eat. It's like being in a theater, in theater seats, and so there will be tables in the lobby area for people to sit down and eat whatever they, you know, purchase, and then look at the items.
Well, it sounds like you can either come for the whole evening and enjoy the shop for the items and enjoy something to eat, and then stay for the music, or you can just come later and enjoy the music.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Well, Debbie, is there anything I haven't asked you about that you'd like to share?
I don't know. Sometimes I think all of us feel pretty helpless as to what we can do, and we hope that that whatever we're doing helps somebody there, because the situation, like I said, is very dire. So I'm just hoping that it's well attended, and I am confident that this money will go to the best charity there, and I hope people come and enjoy themselves. And like you said, if they just come and look at the items and have something to eat and then leave, maybe jazz and Middle Eastern music isn't, you know, but I think there's something for everybody. And the jazz and the Middle Eastern, Middle Eastern music isn't something that people normally listen to. And so I think that will be a treat in itself. But whatever anybody wants to, enjoy at the event, I'm hoping that they will come and do so.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Debbie. And good
Joanne,
luck.
Joanne, thank you so much for having me and giving me this opportunity to share all the details about the event, and hope to see everybody there.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
This is a topical subject here on Pratt Chat. We're talking about cemeteries in the spring, and we're getting toward Memorial Day, when a lot of people want to decorate the cemeteries real well. Mark, what are some things that you like to talk about today about that subject?
Sure. So the springs are when a lot of people go back out to the cemetery. Like you said, Memorial Day is the most popular day at the cemetery. People go out, they visit their relatives, they go to the cemetery. So when you're going to go out and visit the cemetery, you know, take some time and look at the cemetery rules of the cemetery you're going to. What do they allow? What don't they allow? Some of the bigger cemeteries have the rules online of things that you're allowed to put there. A lot of them have the rules posted right at the gates of, are you allowed to have solar lights? Are you not? What kind of flowers can you put? Can they be on a tripod? Do they need to be in an urn vase? Can anything be on the ground? What sort of decorations can be around the stone? We encourage people to go out to the cemeteries to visit their loved ones. But also remember, if you're going to bring things out there, are they allowed by the cemetery? A lot of people put out silk flowers. Some people like real flowers. What do you want to put out at the cemetery, either for flowers, mementos, things along those lines? So we encourage people to go out to the cemetery, help clean up the cemetery. A lot of times in the cemetery, in the spring, cemeteries have spring cleanup days, because over the course of winter, things blow in, plants need trimmed, things just need to be picked up. So it's a time to even help out your cemetery. Go out there, help clean up the cemetery. As we get closer to Memorial Day, a lot of the cemeteries are going to ask for help to go put flags out on all the graves of the veterans. That's something that you can do that they'd be really happy if you came out there to help them out with.
Certainly doing things with the tombstone, too.
Oh, yeah.
Can you clean that up?
You can go out there. You can clean that up. Use just water and a detergent, usually like a Dawn dish soap or something along those lines. With a brush, just scrub it down. You can get a lot of the lichen off the